Ladies and gentlemen, the main cabin door has been closed. Please discontinue the use of all cellular phones. In command today is Captain Brett, assisted by First Officer Tom. My name's Judy back here, and Flight Attendant Adam up front will be assisting you in the cabin this afternoon. In preparation for departure, be sure all carry-on items are stowed underneath the seat or in the overhead bin and on all seat back tray tables in the upright and locked position. Because of our interest in safety, we would like to take a few moments to explain to you the use of emergency equipment on board the Canada Air Regional Jet 900 series. Please remove the safety information card, which is located in the seat pocket in front of you, and follow along. To fasten your seatbelt, insert flat metal and into the buckle. To adjust the fit, pull the loose strap away from you so that belt is low and tight. To open, simply lift up the faceplate of the buckle. Cabin is pressurized for your comfort. If there's a sudden change in cabin pressure, the compartment above your seat will automatically open and oxygen mask will be within your reach. Take the mask in your hand and pull down to start the flow of oxygen. Vague will not inflate, but oxygen will be flowing. Place the mask over your nose and mouth and secure it by placing an elastic strap over your head. Pull the straps to tighten and continue to breathe normally. Continue to use the mask until a crew member advises you that supplemental oxygen is no longer needed. If you're seated next to someone who may need your assistance, please secure your mask first and then secure their mask. In the unlikely event of water landing, your seat bottom cushions have been designed as flotation devices. Pull up the cushion to remove it and take it with you to the nearest usable exit. When exiting the aircraft, place your arms through the straps and hug it to your chest. There are 6 emergency exits on board this aircraft, which includes the main cabin door through which you entered and a door directly across from it. 4 additional exits are located in rows 15 and 16, 2 on each side. Exit signs located overhead identifying this exit. This aircraft is also equipped with emergency escape path lighting. In the event of evacuation, these lights will illuminate. Follow those floor lights to the nearest usable exit, keeping in mind that an exit may be located behind you. Federal aviation regulations require you to continue to observe the no smoking and fasten your seatbelt sign at all times when illuminated. All passengers must comply with lighted signs, posted placards, and instruction provided by your crew. Regulations also prohibit tampering with, disabling, or destroying a smoke detector in an aircraft lavatory. May we remind you, smoking is not permitted in any request expressed by you. On behalf of the Las Vegas ground crew and Phoenix-based crew, I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the 2 hours and 20-minute flight. We'll be turning off the cabin lights in just a few moments. If you need additional lighting, please use the reading lights, which is located at the passenger service unit, located above your head. Thank you. Welcome aboard.